The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Just two wedding planners tearing it up. Listen, learn.
Hello, and welcome to the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, a show for anyone involved in planning a wedding. We want you to learn something valuable and be entertained at the same time. My name is Michelle Martinez.
And I'm Christy Matthews. Thank you, one and all, for
all
listening
in one
to our little podcast and loving us.
Tiny podcast.
Did you post the picture you just took of us?
I just
is it going to be posted? Because if anybody saw
it's
that,
an Instagram story.
Oh, okay. So this would be a week late that you would be listening
to this.
They won't
see it.
They would have potentially seen it, though, right?
I mean, if you follow us on Instagram and you look at our stories, of which we haven't been consistent enough, and we apologize. If anyone out there has any ideas for us, or
anybody out there who has 20 extra hours in a day.
I posted a picture of Christy in her new home that she's not quite yet done unpacking, and it's kind of a hot mess back there behind you.
The room looks like a mess, but I also look like a hot mess, so I'm really glad.
No, you look hot. You don't look like a mess. You look good.
Anyway, so there's that. If you're listening and this one had like hearts on our faces, you're a trooper, you out there listening who is also following us on Instagram stories. You're the best.
You're the best.
You get the best listener of the year award.
We love you. So
September, huh?
It's just insane.
It is.
I know I'm an old person because I say this every month. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe it's May already. Can you believe it's May? It's like, oh, can you believe this weather? But seriously, it's September. It's like we're, you know, 3/4 of the way done with the year.
Yes, but also September is a motherfucker for wedding planners.
Oh God, yes.
Like, it's crazy pants. I feel like my life right now, at least in the office, is like a series of piles because I have weddings back to back coming up, and it's like, oh, when this one's over, I'll be jumping right into this one, but I have to sort of jump in now because that's my job. But it's very like split personality time for wedding planners.
I got two weekends, you know, when you do weekend weddings, and I start to get a little bit like, okay, did I call the florist? Did I not? Did I get that email back?
I'm waking up.
What?
Thinking. I'm waking up in the morning, like my alarm goes off, I'll wake up and be like, I don't know if the musicians are going to have music stands. And it's like in a week, like there is time to email the musicians and be like, just to confirm you are going to have music stands, right? But in my head, it's that like school nightmare where you show up and you don't know where your classroom is. And it's like, oh my God, what if the grass is muddy? What if the grass is muddy? And the chairs are sinking and the grass is muddy. So yes, for those of you who think, I know you're out there, oh, they're wedding planners, what a job. It's crazy pants, especially in September. So,
yeah, September's crazy. And it's not only weddings, but I don't know about you and your family and your friends, but like everybody's fucking birthday is in September.
That's
Do you not have that?
Yeah, I don't have that. There's a lot of school stuff that is on dates where I'm like, nope, 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 nope.
So much, so many family members, including my son, my sister, my best friend.
Yeah, ones you can't ignore.
My brother.
ones you can't forget.
I can't forget. I got to do something. I got to send a freaking card or whatever it is. You know, because it's 9 months after the holidays. This is why there's so many September babies.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Loving in the holidays.
Making a little love once a year on the holidays.
So this is a Yawa. You already said that, but I think I rolled over you.
Yeah, it's a Yawa.
You ask, we answer. But first, we have a little housekeeping.
Every day.
Oh my gosh. I was listening to the radio randomly last night driving at about 8 o'clock, and Delilah, who's been on the radio forever, She does like soft favorites, and she answers people call.
Soft she's, favorites.
She's been on the radio for like 30 years. I don't know. She's her name's Delilah, and it's like, and now you're talking to Delilah here on 102.1, and she answers. She gives people advice. Like she's like a less mean Dr. Laura Schlesinger. So people call about love. Like, well, this guy, I'm really into him, but he's not going to, he's haven't returned my calls. And she'll give some like tough love, but she does.
Oh, there's like soft music playing in the background. Yes.
And then she like wraps it up. She always like puts a bow on it. And she's like, so if you're, you know, so this is for all you lonely hearts out there, whatever she's. And I was listening to it and I was like, what a job. I would love to just give people my opinion and my advice all day long and get paid for it. And then I was like,
you do once a month.
I kind of am doing it, except for the getting paid for it part. We're just,
well, no, but that's okay.
We're giving away what we think is our, what we consider our professional advice, but it does feel, I speak for both of us, like it does feel like we're forging relationships, which is the best part of answering these questions.
Well, we are, because I mean, we're getting so much more interaction from our listeners, right? Like I'm starting to get more of you inquiring with me. I'm talking to you on the phone, booking weddings, and it's so awesome. It's so cool. And so yeah, it is. We're giving advice. We're helping people. Like that's what we wanted, man. You know, be careful what you wish for. Because here it is.
Yeah. No, listening to Delilah, I was like, that's what I want to be when I grow up. And I think I'm well on my way, honestly. And now for an announcement. If you've been listening, you've been hearing us talk about it. We're going to be live in the flesh together.
Just bought my tickets to Nashville.
Together forever.
Is that how they talk there?
The Modern Love Event, Nashville, Tennessee. Mm. Hit us up if you live there, and definitely, definitely go online right now and get tickets for this wedding showcase event like you've never seen before.
Like you've never seen before. No, it's so cool. We're so excited. And we've been talking to, I forgot.
The producer.
The producer. No, we've been working on kind of like what we're going to do there and how we're going to do it. And, you know, if you all have any ideas, if you're going to be in Nashville or want to take a road trip, come see us.
December 2nd is the event.
Sunday, December 2nd. Yeah. It's in the afternoon in Nashville at the Cordell.
And we're there Saturday. I mean, we can hit up some listeners, maybe do a meetup if we got enough interest, right? At some point.
Yeah, I actually have a list also. Oh, yeah. We should do a meetup in Nashville.
Like a little happy hour situation.
Okay, you guys, seriously, if you're listening and you're in Nashville, can you please shoot us an email?
Or anywhere in the South. I'm not freaking joking. This is December 2nd. It's totally worth a little road trip action.
Oh, let's totally do a freaking meetup.
Yeah, now we have to stay in a better Airbnb and we can meet up in the neighborhood. December 2nd, it's at the Cordell.
We need to develop this idea. Yeah. Anyway, anybody interested? Okay, first of all, go to the Modern Love Event, okay? The tickets are, they're like $25.
ModernLoveEvent.com?
ModernLoveEvent.com. Okay. And we actually have a code for 50% off the tickets. So you go to Modern Love Event, you click on tickets, it'll take you to Eventbrite. And the code for 50% off is Big Wedding. And I don't know how long she's going to be able to give that discount, but, you know, go ASAP and check it out. It's going to be awesome, you guys. It's going to be very inspiring. You know, there's no booths. There's no folding tables. It's totally Pinterest in real life. And the vendors there, you guys, go on the website. They're amazing. Like, if you look at their Instagram feeds, I'm, like, drooling. Like, I can't wait to, like mingle with these Nashville peeps and see what it's all about. And like Nashville is a lot of people's bucket list. I've been talking to like my friends and I'm like, oh, I'm going to Nashville. And everybody's like, oh my God, Nashville's on my bucket list. Like I want to go to Nashville.
I've been talking everybody wants to go to Nashville. My girlfriend Lauren for years now. Like that's where we should meet up, especially when I was in Texas. But yeah,
dude,
it's a destination.
It's a destination, and it's actually one of the number one wedding destinations. Nashville is. I did not know this.
I believe it.
So We are sponsors of the Modern Love event. We will be there and we will be holding some forums, some summits, some kind of wedding 101 talks. We're going to record from the event. There's going to be really good food and drinks. It's going to be so much fun, you guys. There's going to be swag bags for the first who knows how many people coming in the door. It's really cool. So check it out, modernloveevent.com. And if you can make a trip out that first Sunday in December, come see us and let us know if you are going to be in Nashville and if you'd be interested. And also, in addition to doing going to the Modern Love event, if you'd like to be that, we'll set something up. That would be awesome. I love that idea.
Boom. All right.
Okay, so we have to get to... First of all, some iTunes reviews.
Did you guys hear that vocal shift? It's her favorite
vocal
thing.
Vocal shift.
Because it's her favorite thing. It is her favorite thing. iTunes reviews. And this first one you read because it's about me. And I did a consultation with this young lady. I remember it. Now I recognize her name and her fiance. We were all on a, we had a three-way.
That's hot. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just.
It's five stars. Okay. I was rated
September.
Five stars, everyone.
You were rated five stars for your threesome.
Yes, for my presence and valuable advice.
All right. So, five stars titled The Dynamic Duo by Roroy. It's September, you guys. It's like, remember, we're going crazy. Okay, here we go. You can't go wrong with these two ladies. They are a dynamic duo. With personal insight and experience, they share so much of their work and themselves with their listeners. It's not just a podcast. It really feels like they are your personal wedding planning cheerleaders. In some ways, I've felt alone as my planning really kicked off, and it's been so great to have the backing of episodes as well as the new ones to keep me company. The backing? The backlog. The backlog. My fiance and I ended up doing some personal consulting with Christy, and I've been so thankful to have her emails in my inbox and some two-on-one direct advice about planning our day and our own personal hurdles and logistics. I can't thank you two enough for all the heart you put into this and look forward to the rest of the year planning together. Hashtag plan that wedding.
That was nice. Hey, all the heart we put into that
That was really
thank
nice.
You, Roy. I know who you are.
Roy.
I know who you are out there. All right. Number two review.
Good job, Christy.
Five stars. Keeping it real from the Spiral Salamander. Listening from the beginning, and this is the first time I've heard a wedding planner / coordinator recommend cutting costs by decreasing the guest list as a last resort. Thank you. Cutting the guest list isn't always a viable option, and it's exhausting hearing over and over again that you should just not invite people to your wedding, presumably a once-in-a-lifetime event. Weddings are no longer a party for parents forming a contract by a daughter for some goats. They are a celebration of love, and the party should reflect that by inviting all your loved ones. Can't wait to hear the rest. That is strangely specific, and I love it.
I do, too.
I do think it's the best reason to go over budget. I've said it before. I'll say it again. It's the best reason.
You know, Christy, I don't think we read the August 27th one either on the last Yawa, because I think we recorded before this one was posted.
Did we read it in the bonus episode? I don't know. You read it. Go for it.
All right. Five stars, plan that wedding by Ray K 528. Absolutely love this, Michelle and Christy. They provide so much good insight into weddings while keeping things lighthearted and fun. There are so many things with wedding planning that you wouldn't even normally think about, but they discuss it all and give awesome tips and information. Happy face. I even emailed them a couple weeks back and they responded with a super helpful and in-depth response. Keep up the great work, ladies. Love you, love your show. I love it. Yeah, you guys, we did release a bonus episode last week for our Patreon members. There is a whole bonus Yawa episode that went out to all of you lovely humans for supporting us with a little financial backing on Patreon, which, I mean, you know, $5 a month.
Easy.
Is super, super, it's like nothing. It's like nothing.
It's like nothing dollars right? a month.
I mean, it's not nothing for us because the more that that give $5 a month, the more that adds up for us and we're able to do things. Like our first big thing we're doing is this Nashville gig and we really want to make it special and good for you guys. So please, if you have the time, no, not if you have the time, if you have the finances, if you have at least $5 a month, $10, $20, even $50 a month, to help us out, at least while you're planning your wedding and listening to our show, it would really help us kind of take things to the next level here. Christy and I want to take it to ready the next for that. Level.
We've been ready.
Yeah. We're so ready.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/TheBigWeddingPlanningPodcast. That's Patreon.com/TheBigWeddingPlanningPodcast. Check it out.
First letter of the day. Email.
Second, first.
You want to read it? Because I answered it. And it is entitled Non-Traditional Wedding Concert to Follow Reception. Concert.
Yeah, this is so cool. All right. And I quote. Hello to two amazing women I've never met, at least face to face. First, I must congratulate you on the wonderful podcast you've created. I began listening and binging the month I got engaged, which was May 2018. I am grateful to have found your podcast in my hunt for more information about weddings and wedding planning. I am 25 and having only attended 5 weddings in my entire life, 3 of which I don't remember due to my age at the time. I felt very ill-prepared to begin wedding planning. I delved into the online rabbit hole of blog posts and online articles related to engagements, wedding planning, and weddings. And I ultimately found that in many ways, they regurgitate the same information with not much in the way of examples and real-life experiences. I have to agree with her.
It's
there,
why we
right?
started
I
the mean, podcast.
That is such a great... Totally, that
it's regurgitation. So much. So much online. It's like static.
It's like it's shit you've already seen. You've seen it. You've read it. Okay. Like, okay. Anyway, but you know, there's some inspiration in Pinterest shit you can pin. So okay, our wedding plans are rather out of the ordinary, and to only have access to the same cookie cutter information was incredibly frustrating. It wasn't until I listened to your podcast episodes that I was able to piece together the information provided to create my own figurative handbook. Love that. But I still need your advice. And instead of waiting for a podcast episode that happens to pertain to this particular situation, I am emailing you with the hope that you'll be able to help.
We will.
Thank you.
Spoiler alert.
We will. Let's we can do help. This. All right. Spoiler alert. All right, it may be too much to go into here, and don't feel bad for skipping this, but I will offer you some insight to me and my fiancé. My name is Slim Shady. Just kidding. Again, I'm 25, and my fiancé is Blip, who is 31. Blip and I both currently produce and perform electronic music, i.e. producers/DJs. Very cool. Though we have a long history in various musical styles, our relationship progressed for 2 years until on May 12th, Blip proposed to me on stage. He proposed to her on stage during one of his performances in front of a crowd of 300.
Ooh, I love a grand gesture.
I know! Our entire music community was there, and I couldn't have asked for a more perfect moment to say yes to the man I love. And it was featured on How We Asked.
How He Asked, which is a blog about proposals, and I'm going to include a link on our show notes to it so that you can see what we're talking about.
How He Asked. Sorry, excuse me. All right. So far in our wedding planning process, we are absolutely sure about two things. One, we want to be married at the, should I say this?
Sure.
Okay. Kalamazoo State Theater. Two, we want to hold a public concert after the reception. As musicians and performers, we feel that there is no better place to be married than under the proscenium.
There you go.
Proscenium arch. and as longtime devotees to the Southwest Michigan music community, we feel that there is nothing that could make us happier than to find a way to invite as many of those patrons as possible to celebrate with us.
So fun.
But I feel that there will be some issues with the way the day is going to run because it is a rather unusual wedding. I am worried that guests are not going to enjoy being kept on a tight schedule. The wedding will start earlier and end by 8 p.m. in order to set the venue to welcome the public and begin the post-reception show. Okay. My question is this. How do I present this unusual wedding to my guests? I don't want them to be alarmed by the idea. And at the same time, I want them to be totally prepared for what to expect on the wedding day.
Mm. Huh. So I wrote her back and then she followed up, which is great. And then I had a quick second answer today. So my answer is, I think a public concert after the reception sounds awesome. And I think the best way to do it is to just move forward, assuming that your guests are there to witness your marriage and support you and have a good time. They will follow your lead. How many times, Michelle, have we said a wedding is only as fun as the couple getting married?
At least
27,000 times. Yes. Okay, so back to the letter. If that means a sort of tight schedule so that it can be over by 8, that's fine. I'm confident people will want to go on this ride with you, even though it isn't typical. It's adventurous and fun. Just make sure you're clear about the day when you invite your guests. Maybe post details on your wedding website or in a follow-up email after you send your official wedding invitations. Make sure people know that the wedding is for invited guests only, and then afterwards, everyone is invited to stay for the concert and that lots more people will be joining, hopefully. If it's at a separate part of the venue, you invite guests like it's an after party. Not everyone will stay, but you don't need to worry about that. You and your fiancé need to focus on crafting this day so that you feel the most love from the most people in your life. Your tribe will show up. We would love to hear more about how this is progressing and, of course, follow up with photos. Good luck. You can do this. For the record, we would love to be wedding guests at this wedding. It sounds so fun. So then she did follow up and wrote back and asked,
would it maybe help if I did a sort of list of the events with times they will be happening? Not sure what that would be called. If I do this, do I hand them out like a program at a play, or do I post it on a giant sign? What are your suggestions? Of course, we are planning on guests being invited / encouraged to attend the post-reception concert. Rather than traditional favors, we're thinking of making a sort of VIP lanyard like the one you see people wearing backstage at concerts with our wedding date and either a photo or logo on it. We wanted to offer a favor, but we're hoping this would suffice as it would cut down on costs. I am planning on having a wedding coordinator for the month or day of, so this will definitely help with the day. Oh my God, I love that idea.
Yeah, first of all, good on you for doing that. We love that. Second of all, I love the lanyards idea. It can totally replace a favor. Favors are generally a little dumb. This makes it like a cool thing that you know that everyone...
How do you really feel?
You know that everyone's a part of it. And then lastly, and I think most important, I think posting or like doing a giant sign, it could look like the run of show for a concert. But doing that where people can see it right when they enter at the reception or at the ceremony site, that would be my suggestion rather than including a full agenda in the programs. You can either skip programs since you're doing other stuff that your money is going to go to that, or you can do some pretty simple programs that just lay out the actual ceremony. But if you do some sort of big sign or easel or sandwich board that has like
billboard kind of
it doesn't have to have exact times, maybe just an order of events, like a sequence of events.
Well, and I also think she should do this in her invitations, like little inserts, you know what I mean? Like,
or on the website if you think people will actually go to it.
Yeah, I mean, if a lot of your guests are like, you know, tech savvy and they're going to be, going to your website, definitely post it there. But you might want to think of having inserts in your invitations. I don't know what your budget is. I don't know what type of invitations you're doing. But, definitely put an insert with like, by the way, you know, this is a unique wedding and in true X and Y style, whatever, in true Christy and Michelle style, as we are musicians, you can only bet that we're going to have, this is going to be fucking amazing. And here's what we're going to do. And we're so excited. And, you know, you can make these very personalized, fun invitations. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or traditional invitations for whatever reason. And then the insert is where you put all the personality because it's just something you're typing out.
They could have tickets. The invitations could be tickets.
Yes, or wristbands. Okay, we're going all the way. Maybe involve some sort of glow necklaces. That's cool with the electronic music kids, right?
Oh my gosh, you've got it.
We're so old.
I don't know. Yeah, you just glow. Yeah, the glow sticks. Mm-hmm. The glow sticks.
Okay, great. Good luck. We can't wait to see pictures, and we will include a link to the proposal as well. You two are adorable. Great. Second email, on a different note, I'll read it. You answered it. And it's from a groom. A straight groom, woo-hoo! In fact.
A straight groom.
That's a...
Straight and narrow.
All right. So, and I said, groom sees his fiance's family potentially hijacking the planning. That's the short version. Okay, here we go. Hey, you guys. That doesn't sound like a straight groom. Hey, you guys.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, you guys. I've been listening to the podcast for a long time, and I recently gotten engaged, and I felt like it was finally time to write in. My fiance and I have been together for 4 years, and her family was in charge of a large bridal store chain for a long time. I'm the groom, and I've been thinking about weddings a lot since I've been an adult. I'm the oldest child on my dad's side of the family and the only child in my generation on my mom's side, so a wedding is very important for my families. However, that said, my fiance and I have begun planning and have mostly been on the same page about a lot of things. She's leaving a lot of things in my court because she doesn't really care. Because she doesn't really love the idea of planning a wedding because of what I want to ask about. Okay. Because her family are essentially wedding people coming from the bridal dress industry, her mom has a lot of opinions about what we should do and should not do. Okay. So she's been avoiding planning because she knows her family is going to like jump down her throat on it. Okay, so he says, I'm not opposed to opinions, and I want to hear from people since she and I are doing the planning ourselves, so they're not having a planner, I guess. However, we are the only people in our families that live here where we met and are planning to get married. Her mother is trying to choose the caterers, the bridesmaid dresses, etc., pretty much everything she can think of, despite what my fiance and I have discussed or agreed upon. So it sounds like the mom's meddling from out of town, which can be the most annoying type of meddling.
So annoying.
Do you have any advice on how to navigate a nitpicking future mother-in-law, and any advice on how I can convince her that I have serious opinions on this wedding as well? Sorry if this is super long. My fiance and I have only been engaged and planning for about a month, but her mother is driving us both completely bonkers. Thanks. Love the show. And just got my fiance to start listening. Woo. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Thank you, buddy. All right. So here is my answer. I did the, normal congratulations. We love that you're listening and writing in. We love hearing from grooms. I'm sorry to hear that your fiance is not so much loving the planning process because of her family dynamic here, for lack of a better term. Being quote unquote wedding people should in no way, shape, or form give them a license to burden you with their opinions. Opinions are helpful when they are asked of another, but unsolicited advice and frankly what sounds like control is not helpful at all. My advice is to you is to nip this in the bud ASAP. You can be kind but firm at the same time. I'm sure your future mother-in-law is very excited, as she should be. But the two of you need to communicate with her that this is your wedding, and you need to go through the planning process on your own terms. Remind her of how exciting it is to plan this wedding together as a couple. Your future mother-in-law may also be of the old school mindset that the groom is not always so involved in the planning. In your case, this sounds like the total opposite. Of course, you don't want to hurt her feelings, but the fact is that if you don't take care of this now, feelings will get hurt down the line and conflict will arise out of your lack of communication. Perhaps you and your fiancé can come up with a list of things that you do need help with and give that to your future mother-in-law if she agrees to help in that capacity. But again, this all depends on how and when you have a talk with her. Remind her of how important she is to you both. And because of her experience in the wedding world, you will need her help and advice along the way, but that you will reach out to her when you do. Find a nice way of doing this. Perhaps send her flowers. Perhaps take her to dinner. Whatever it is that tugs at her heartstrings. Promise to name your firstborn child after her. Maybe not. Haha.
Good one. And then he followed up and said that the advice was a huge help. My fiance and I talked it over on a drive to visit her family the weekend after I sent this email. When we were there, she, her mother, and her older sister, who's the maid of honor, and her grandmother went dress shopping, and apparently she found the one, which was very exciting for all of them. But over the course of the day, when my fiancé was out with all of them, apparently she did quell her mom's constant want to interfere and her insistence that we need to adhere to what she wants us to do for this wedding. Her maid of honor has also been doing a great job supporting my fiance and us when I'm not around by backing up our ideas about how much she likes the ideas and how it sounds very uniquely us and how other ideas would seem weird at our wedding. Honestly, I think the day of dress shopping with her really gave her the feeling of being involved that she wanted. Sometimes they only need a little bit, right? But because she's been really accepting of all our ideas since that day. Thanks again. I think our wedding is going to be a hoot, but thanks to you, neither one of us is going to strangle my mother-in-law in the process. Well, that is awesome. No strangling of future parents.
But you still need to talk to her. You guys didn't talk to her. It sounds like
the bride talked to her on that trip.
Did she?
She apparently did quell her mom's constant want to interfere. I guess it wasn't like a, hey, we're going to sit down and we're going to talk about this really obviously. But it sounds like there was enough conversation that day that it made a difference so far.
Well, it made her back off right now, at least. And we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But, you know, if it starts to get heated again, have a talk. Send her flowers. Send her chocolates.
Yeah, your advice is good because it's like, yes, nip it in the bud, but keep it positive by think of things that she can help with and ways that she can be involved. But, you know, once you draw a line in the sand, you have to stick to it. And it has to be you two together on the same page, you and your fiance.
Yeah. And we're so happy for you guys. And Mr. Groom, can you keep us updated along the way? We want to know what's happening.
Thank you. And moving right along, do you want to do a interruption?
Oh, yeah.
This episode and this month's episodes, actually, were brought to you by
Zola. Zola.com.
Zola.com. It is a wedding registry site that it has so much more to offer. So join the crowd. 500,000 couples are using Zola or have used Zola.
Jeez, 500,000?
Yes, free wedding websites, y'all. This is the creme de la creme, right? It's save the dates and invitations, wedding websites that have super cool designs, all of it at the same place with your wedding registry. Free, easy to use, and it can track RSVPs. So that's cool. It's kind of a one-stop shop. Convenient, design savvy. It's easy to customize. I've actually had three of my own planning clients use Zola upon my recommendation. And two of them came to me and asked about it because they specifically were wondering about digital save the dates. So that's where they started. Yeah, they were like, we can't find any like templates that we like. And we, if we're going to do digital save the dates, then we want to do it at the same place where we do other stuff. So when I was like, other stuff like what? Your guest list management, RSVPs, wedding website with information and FAQs that connects directly to your wedding registry. And they were like, yes, what are you talking about? And I was like, Zola.com/big wedding, right? And that's our...
Yeah, so you go to Zola.com/big wedding to get 30% off your save the dates and invitations order. And they have so many different designs. And every day, you know, Zola is one of those companies I really, really admire because they are constantly evolving and updating and
stay
changing things
Lead
around. They're staying relevant. They are. They know what is needed. They're finding, you know, what people need, and they are putting it out there. It started as just a wedding registry, and now it's like your everything for wedding planning. So check them out, Zola.com/big wedding. 30% off, save the dates and invitations. Thank you so much to Zola for sponsoring us for the past year. Your support, we really appreciate you, and we are raving about you, not only on this show, but to our personal clients. Thank you.
Check it out, y'all.
All right, so we've got one Mo.
Email, yeah. These are like, this next one is like probably in the category of some of my favorite emails because we just get in there with some of the big stuff. And I think it's stuff that you, if you're listening, don't hear a lot on other wedding podcasts or read a lot when you're going to all those wedding blogs. And it's just not talked about as much, but we do talk about it and we get really good responses when we do, because so many of you are going through like life things with weddings. So
life is what happens when you're planning. I mean, you know, I mean, for real, like, it's either you're buying a home, you're moving, you're changing jobs, you know, you're going, someone's illness, someone passes away, you know, whatever it is, like, life goes on. And I do know who this is. I remember. All right, shall I read the question? Mm-hmm. Because you answered her. All right. How to honor, this is about how to honor the memory of loved ones at your wedding. Hi, ladies. I have been binge listening to the podcast for the last 2 months, and any of my friends that are planning their weddings, I recommend it to them. It has helped me so much. I'm a type A personality and love to plan, so I'm basically obsessed. I just wrote a review and will continue to recommend it to everyone I talk to about wedding stuff. Also, wedding is September 2019 in Newport, Rhode Island. May just have to send you guys an invite so you can see how I #planned. Mm. She put ED that wedding.
We can give you our addresses.
Yeah. Thank you for the review and thank you for recommending us, you darling. Okay. I reached out to Michelle about possibly doing month of. My wedding is September 2019. I know it's too early. Maybe we'll reach out later, at least do some consult appointments. Yeah, guys, because I don't book more than 9 months out for month of coordination. So I have been telling that to a lot of people who have been calling lately. But do contact us within 9 months, and if we're available, we'll book that month of. I do have a question, and feel free to use it on the podcast.
As we are.
I lost my father about 5 years ago to a heart attack. My fiancé also just lost his mother in December of 2017 to breast cancer. We were wondering what we can do to honor them that day. We are obviously not going to do parent dances. I did some Pinteresting. And she put word, question, haha, like, is that a word? And I just see a remembrance table with a candle or a reserved place setting at a table. Are there any other things that we can do? We chose the location because it reminds me of my father. We went there for every Father's Day. We are also getting married by my fiance's priest, which would make his mother so very happy. So I know we are honoring them that day, but I want to do a little more. Please let me know.
So I'm so sorry about your dad and your fiance's mother. I cannot even imagine what you have gone through, and my heart goes out to you both. I have worked, strangely, I feel like, because they were sort of back-to-back, with at least six brides, specifically, that lost a parent pretty recently prior to their wedding, like within a year or two. It was very, when I remember, yeah. I'll never forget it. But anyways, every one of those brides honored their loved ones, their mom or their dad, in different ways. It is really personal and really important. And I think you will come up with something that makes sense to you. Have you listened to the episode that we did with my best friend, Lauren? It's number 58. Because I don't know, when someone says they've binge listening, I go backwards when I start a podcast that has a ton of episodes. So maybe she hasn't gotten to 58, or she did. And yeah.
I pick and choose, depending on the content.
So where were we? So it's 58. And it's about Lauren's planning journey and her actual wedding day, which almost directly coincided with her mom dying of cancer. Her mom actually passed away 1 week after the wedding. It was brutal. But the way that she shares her story and what she tried to take away from the experience is really beautiful. So check that out. It's number 58. I just got all emotional. So here, the most common thing that my client or that clients have done is that remembrance table. That's photos and maybe a small sign or something in a frame on the table that is displayed during the reception. I've also seen the reserved seats, like she mentioned, during the ceremony, maybe with a calla lily or a rose laid across them. Although if I were the bride, this would be too emotional for me to see while I'm up at the altar. You have to think about how you and your fiance will be able to craft the day so that your parents are honored and mentioned and loved, but that the focus stays on you two and your journey together and the commitment that you are making. You have to be able to enjoy your wedding day. I suggest having the priest tie in a beautiful sentiment about your dad and your fiance's mom, and maybe about the marriages that they had with your other parents, if applicable, and that seems right. If something really poignant and profound that I've seen at weddings I've worked on is incorporating favorite music selections into the ceremony and at times during the reception. It may give you the feeling that your dad is present in some ways, but it's something that only you will be aware of, or maybe you and your mom or close family members. So it's sort of a quiet, I think, private way to honor your parent at your wedding day, at the ceremony. You can also have something printed in the program. And I suggested this because it's something that you and your fiance can write yourself ahead of time and have printed for guests to read during the prelude or when they're sitting down, like a favorite poem or song lyric, something that won't be said during the ceremony. And it won't trigger your tears because it's something that you're not going to be reading aloud or seeing or hearing on the wedding day. You can put your thought and energy into it ahead of time. And it's more, I think it's a little more than the remembrance table in terms of your involvement. And one more thing. One of my brides had lost her dad about 6 months before the wedding. And she was an only child, and she and her mom were really close. And they had this special thing with the dad. It's like one of those things where you say, like, oh, every time I see a penny on the ground, you know, or something kind of random, but it's like random, but it happens. So it was with playing cards, like, you know, a deck of cards. Yeah. That whenever like she saw, if you keep your eyes open, you'll see playing cards in the most random places in the world. So whenever she saw a playing card just randomly on the ground or, you know, somewhere out in public, she always thought of her dad. And this was like a thing they had. And so the groom had asked me ahead of time to hide a couple playing cards around on the wedding day. And honestly, I was really skeptical because I thought, is this something that is going to take her out of the moment of happiness into a feeling of grief or sadness or just being overwhelmed with emotion. But of course, he knew her better than I did. And she loved it. I mean, she loved it. There was a card up at the altar, like on the floor when she got up there. And that was what he told me to do. Anyway, it was a special and specific thing, but it speaks to,
you never told me that.
Yeah, it was at the Presidio. Ugh. It was one of my weddings in San Francisco. So it speaks to the unique bond that kids have with their parents. So if there's something that you can incorporate that is just, you think is that's not a wedding element or it's not typical, but if you can incorporate it in your own way into the wedding day, then by all means do it. So that's just a thought. You two could be the only people that even notice, but that might be really nice. So,
yeah. carry something. I've had people, sew fabric into their dress or fabric from mom's,
around the ribbon.
A handkerchief or something and wrap that around the bouquet, for example.
Or a piece of jewelry in the bouquet.
A piece of jewelry. You know, me personally, my grandparents were very special to me and I have in a little zipper bag that I carry in my purse or when I travel, my grandfather's cufflinks, my grandmother's rosary that, she would pray on every night. Like, these type of things, you carry it with you, have it in the room when you're getting ready. I know you're looking for things to like maybe be on display at the wedding. But those are also, just kind of things that stay special on your person, on your body, to your heart. And you feel maybe their presence a little more. So definitely recommend doing that.
And good luck with everything. We're thinking about you and everybody else that's planning their wedding while dealing with, like we said, other...
It's hard. It hurts.
Other big stuff.
It hurts. So, but on that note, thank you for writing in, all of you. And thank you all for your questions. We've been getting so many and we're trying so hard to get to them and not take forever to answer them. But... we know they're there and we're answering at the pace of which we can. The best is really the best we can do. That's all we can do. So we're trying our best.
I will say that the letter about the concert, she emailed and I hadn't checked the email in a couple of days because we've been busy. And then I was looking on Twitter like at night and she tweeted after she sent the email and she was like, sent the email dying to hear your thoughts.
Oh,
and
I felt
sort of guilty, but then I was like, oh my God. And I tweeted back and I was like, I'll definitely answer your letter tomorrow.
No way.
But she jumped to the top of the list when I was answering those emails because she was on Twitter. And
oh,
I was like,
funny.
She gets bonus points for trying to get in touch with us two separate ways. And so I answered her and now we read her email. So it all comes full circle if you hit us up on Twitter. Because I have a soft spot for that shit.
Because Christy's a Twitter... I don't know what it is with you and Twitter. Like,
I think it's just impossible. That's why. So I think it's impossible. So anytime somebody tweets at us, I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. What happened in the world that this person did that?
Hey guys, and I have another request. I actually need some input, okay? We are looking, and I know Christy doesn't want to take on another project, but...
Is this the right time for you to bring this up, whatever you're going to say?
Listen, there's never a good time, okay? We have things going on. But I really, there's people out there with podcasts that have products that they offer, right? That they sell, right?
Yes, a t-shirt or something.
Right, like a t-shirt or a tote bag or a wedding guide or a workout program or whatever it is. How much of this is beneficial to you? What do you want? What do you need? What would you like Christy and I to create that you would actually like want and be excited to purchase and have in your home that we created, that came from us? If anything, perhaps you're like, I don't want anything. Don't do that. It's not a good idea. So let us know. I'm really, really curious because I have all these ideas and I'm like, I don't want to put my heart and soul into something that it's not going to be beneficial to you, right? I want to create something that you need, that there is a need for. That you can't just go and get anywhere. So if any of you...
I think there's a term for that, right? Supply and demand, something economic.
Oh, yeah.
Did we hear about that at one point?
No, this is a brand new concept. Nobody has ever, ever wanted to know this information. Okay, Christy? Okay?
If there's a demand, Michelle wants to supply it.
I want to supply your demand.
If there is a problem, she'll solve it.
Oh! Okay. All right. We're going to stop now. Okay. Thank you all so much, Christy. Shout it out.
Love you. Love your... Oh, the other stuff?
No.
Okay. God, hit us up on the Twitter at TBWP podcast. Again, for those in the back, TBWP podcast.
Can you hear me?
Our website is thebigweddingplanningpodcast.com. Our email is thebigweddingplanningpodcast.com@gmail.com.
We already talked about
Patreon.
I said thebigweddingplanningpodcast.com@gmail.com.
thebigweddingplanningpodcast@gmail.com.
There you go.
And we talked about Patreon. Soup's important. Instagram is thebigweddingplanningpodcast. And we're also on Facebook. And we have a phone number ringing off the hook. 415-723-1625. And get on iTunes and rate us and review us. We'll love you forever.
Please. All right, y'all.
Tell your friends.
Happy planning. We love you. Christy, love you, show.
Bye.
Bye.